Miami Beach State Senator Dan Gelber announced this morning that he's running for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in 2010. Gelber joins Miami area Congressman Kendrick Meek in being the only major candidates to announce their participation in the Senate race so far, for the seat being departed by Mel Martinez. Before being elected to the state Senate for the first time last November, Gelber served as the House Democratic Minority Leader in Tallahassee. WMNF spoke with Gelber shortly after he made his declaration at his home in Miami Beach. We began by asking him why did he think he has the right stuff to become the next senator from the Sunshine State.
Well, I mean, I think if you look at my background, I grew up the child of a school teacher and a prosecutor, and it's been that it instilled in me early on that public service and serving your community can be the greatest thing you can do, and I've been doing that my whole life. I have a background that may be different than some of the other folks running. I spent nearly a decade as a federal prosecutor where I prosecuted public corruption, civil rights, narcotics cases. I spent a few years in the U.S. Senate as a chief investigator looking at weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. And all along the way, I tried to be extremely committed to my community. I've been a big brother for over 20 years. In fact, my little brother, 12 years ago, was in my wedding. I met him when he was six initially, and now he's in his mid-20s, and I'll be the best man at his wedding next month. I've been every summer for almost 25 years. I work at a cancer camp I helped create. So I think I have a little bit of a different background, and I do intend to make this notion of community service a central piece of my campaign. I think that our nation and our state have incredible challenges right now, and they're, in fact, much worse in Florida than anywhere else. So for me, this is a time when somebody who has a passion for service needs to stand up and work and fight for the people and the principles that you care about. And so I intend to go around the state, get involved in a lot of these community service moments. I think that's the best way to learn about our state, working shoulder to shoulder with people who are trying to improve everybody's lives.
Dan Gelber, you've certainly been a strong critic of what's been happening in Tallahassee for years now, first in the Jeb Bush administration and now in the current GOP leadership. I'm wondering if maybe you're frustrated with what's been happening in Tallahassee. You were the Senate, the House Minority Leader the last couple of years. Dan Gelber, a new poll came out last week that showed Floridians by a large majority support taxing a pack of cigarettes, yet the Republican legislature said that wasn't only on the table earlier this month. A new poll shows that the public supports gay adoption, yet that doesn't seem to be happening at all in the state. Do Democrats need to worry that you may be trying to get out of Tallahassee to go to Washington, D.C.?
I'm not trying to get out of Tallahassee. I just think that, U.S. Senate is the highest policy body in our country. And for somebody who has a passion for public service and policy, it's understandable why I would be so interested in serving there. I have been frustrated with many of my colleagues, especially in the Florida House, because I think, Tallahassee seems to be a place where everybody wakes up and says exactly what they're supposed to say, and the orthodoxies and the cliches seem to become policy. I've never been that kind of legislator. I won't be that kind of U.S. senator. I think what we have to do is not be bound by, the pigeonholes people create and try to dig a little deeper into what's right and what's fair and what's going to get us out of this terrible hole we've driven into.
There's certainly a lot of talent in the Florida Democratic Party, and some of it's coming out in this with this open Senate seat. Kendrick Meek, of course, announced he's running a couple weeks ago. South Florida Congressman Ron Klein also may run. Other rumors, of course, of other Democrats getting involved. With so much strong Democrats running, is that going to be good for the party or perhaps negative?
I don't think a primary is something to be so bad. I think when people work for work for their election, that means they got to meet people, they got to hear about their issues. So it's not to me anything to be concerned about. It's in fact something that's an opportunity. I look forward to a high-minded discussion about the future of our nation. I think that's what people expect of us, and I don't expect. I know the folks that are talking about running, and I know Kendrick, and I don't think they are people who want to bring a campaign into the gutter. I think they want a high-minded debate, as I do. So my hope is that will only be good for not only Democrats, but more importantly, for Floridians.
Exactly. Dan Gelber, you mentioned having worked in the Senate before. Yeah, we learned about that. You worked under former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn. Can you talk a little bit more about that experience?
Yeah, what I did is I ran the U.S. Senate's Permanent Investigations Committee, and I was the chief counsel and staff director of that committee. And what I did basically was focus on weapons of mass destruction and terrorism in the early 90s. and we were trying to tell the Senate and our country that this was a threat that was well past emerging at that point and was something we needed to spend more time preparing for. And so I worked on the kind of preparedness that you're supposed to go through to make a safer America. Of course, the problem is that when you're dealing with such high-order terrorism, in the early 90s, it was really almost unimaginable until 9/11. So it's very hard to convince people to be vigilant before they've had really a taste of what you're worried about. Now, it's actually much different, but some of the same challenges exist. In the early 90s, we believed that one of the greatest threats we had was our inability to work together. Turf battles between agencies were lack of information sharing. Those are the things we pointed out were some of the great obstacles to America's security. And I think, indeed, they were some of the reasons why 9/11 actually happened.
President Obama, of course, just last week announced he was closing down Guantanamo Bay, but we won't know what's going to happen for another year or so. A lot of discussion about this. John McCain said he would shut down Gitmo if he was elected, but Obama, a Democrat, has done that. Some critics are saying it's not a smart move. Others are saying nothing's been done with a lot of these people there, and who knows if they're really terrorists or not. What's your thoughts about that?
Look, I think there's been not a whole lot of disagreement that we needed to shut down Guantanamo Bay. Symbolically, it's really become a problem for us internationally because it represents a side of America that is not helping us try to mend fences and build a safer America through those kinds of allegiances with other countries. I think it needs to be shut down. I don't think that it's going to create a security risk because, frankly, we have military tribunals. We have a penal system that's very capable of dealing with all sorts of pretty heinous people already. As a federal prosecutor, I actually prosecuted some pretty heinous villains myself, and I can tell you that we're pretty good at incarcerating people in this country. That said, we probably have to figure out what we're going to do with the folks that are there. We have to discern which ones are threats, which ones are not, which ones should be treated civilly versus which ones should be treated militarily. And I think that's a discussion that nobody disagrees we should have, and I think President Obama was right. It wasn't perhaps a politically expedient thing to do, but it was the right thing to do.